It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, it's the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio. So it's got to be Saturday. This is Barbecue Bob. I am flying solo. Conrad's going to keep me straight.
And what are you drinking?
You're going to, well, funny you should say that, because our friends over at Lost Art Brewhouse gave me a few samples. They could not come in this morning.
Samples?
But they will be here in a week or two. Long story. Anyway, I was at Sobe Meats, and I was driving down the road one day, and I looked across the street, and there's this, it said brewery. I'm like, how did I miss that place? It's called Lost Art Brewhouse. What a cool bunch of people. I mean, these guys got it going on. Anyway, so today, buddy, we have a show that is dedicated to the Canadian truckers. So we got the food trucks at Grand Rapids here. And Justin's out there right now from Pizza Parliament. He's fired up his pizza oven. And we've got Abby Sterling from Getting Fresh. I can't wait to do that. We've got some good food coming up. Oh, look at Abby's rolling up with some food already. That looks like German potato salad. Smoked mac and cheese. Oh, my gosh, Conrad, you're in heaven.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing a little tribute to the Canadian truckers because they're fighting for their rights up there and trying to get just so they can work and live again without this crazy stuff they've got to do. And it's just fun to watch a country come together like that and everybody pitch in. And everybody thinks of the Canadians as always being like so passive, and they are. They're always friendly. They're too nice, you know, like that. And they're even in their protest, they're being pretty polite. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they're bringing in the gas, and they're
and bringing the cops sandwiches. Are stealing it.
Bringing in sandwiches for the truckers,
yeah,
I like that.
And they're cleaning. They got Tim Hortons, of course, right? That's where they came from, in Ottawa.
That's where they came from.
Yeah, that's Tim Hortons. That's their original place, and. I understand that they're actually cleaning the bathrooms in Tim Hortons because there's so many people there. But the truckers are all, they're just doing everything. And according to a couple of police officers I was listening to being interviewed, they said this town hasn't been this clean in years. Apparently they have a big homeless thing like we do and whatnot. But anyway, in a tribute to the truckers, we're doing the food trucks at Grand Rapids. We've had a couple guys no show at the last minute, but we still have three of them here. So we're going to be doing all right, and in just a second here, we're going to have Abby Sterling sit down with us and explain this. Did you get a chunk of this mac and cheese here?
Yeah, homemade, how'd you call it?
Smoked mac and cheese.
Smoked mac and cheese. There you go.
So I get this wild idea because Justin Gunning, who owns Pizza Parliament, contacted me, and we've known each other for 7 or 8 years, I guess. And he said he could get some more pizza trucks together if I wanted. And I said, yeah, that sounds great. I mean, who doesn't love pizza trucks? I mean, it's a thing now. I mean, food trucks. I'm sorry. You're right. But, I mean, I watch food trucks on TV. And I know people all around the country that have them. And to me, I don't know, my kids keep telling me I need to have one. It looks like too much work. I don't want to do that.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah. But so anyway, right now we're sitting down with Abby, and you're called Getting Fresh.
That's right.
How'd you get that nickname?
Well, you know. Yeah, this is going to be our 8th season as a food truck in Grand Rapids. And pretty cool. We completely redid our brand and menu last year. We do all rolled foods.
This smoked mac and cheese is very good.
Thank you.
Very different.
Yeah, I smoked it for about an hour too long. Just for you, Bob.
That's okay. You know, an extra hour more and I'd still eat it. Guess what? Well-known fact, I love mac and cheese.
Nice. I did not even know that. Just a good guess.
Who doesn't love Maverick?
I know.
Hill?
I know. It's
I know.
Pretty...
That's such a safe one. We have five grandkids. Well, four. Another one coming. And our number three is a little girl named Genevieve. And I say little. She's not little. She's two, but she is a chunk. And she eats very well. Eats everything. But mac and cheese, that's the stuff for her.
Yeah.
She will.
Shovels it in.
She will.
Nice.
Yeah. Her thighs are bigger than my other granddaughter's waist. She's giant.
She's
but
serious.
She is
she's
so
your,
cute.
She's your foodie.
She is something else. So you do mac and cheese. Tell us, you have a website, Facebook page. How do you get business?
Yeah, so our website is Getting Fresh Events, and we not only have the food truck that we sell directly to the public, we do a lot of catering. We're at a lot of weddings.
So how'd you ever get into this? I mean, people always say, oh, I want a restaurant, oh, I want a food truck, or I'd like to start a catering, yada, yada, you know, and 80% of them don't make it.
Right. Yeah, it was very similar to that. One of my good friends had watched that movie Chef, which gives such an inaccurate portrayal of owning a food truck, right, Justin? Oh, my Lord.
I watched that movie when I went to Miami to buy my first truck.
Aww.
Fortunately, I didn't know what it was about.
You did it?
He actually went to Miami to buy it. I mean, this is weird. This is happening. Sorry.
Nice. So she had seen that movie and mentioned that she wanted to open up a food truck. And I told her I would be interested in doing it with her. And yeah.
Really?
We did it.
Are you sorry?
In February, I'm not as sorry. In July and August and September, I'm pretty sorry.
Right.
I'm feeling pretty sorry for myself.
You're not at the beach a lot in the summer.
No. Nope. Not at all. Not anymore.
So our good friends, my new good friends at Lost Art Brew House gave us this a few samples to do because they couldn't make it. But this is called the Maverick California Common Lager. It's a 5.2% ABV, and it's just a nice lager.
Lost Art has food trucks quite often.
Yeah, I heard that.
When it's nice out.
I heard that there's a Beats of Parliament there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A few others as well. Yeah, they have a few trucks rotate through. It's a smaller brewery, so it's kind of hard for food trucks to really make that much money there. But
yeah, that's what
I would
think.
We put them on the rotation.
And they're brand new.
Yeah, yeah, but excellent guys. The owners there are awesome.
I think it's incredible that I'm coming up with all these legal terms because I was just at the 18th Amendment on Sunday in Muskegon, and that's a distillery in Muskegon.
I haven't even heard of that one.
We got the
They're
18th Amendment
up all over
Parliament.
Yeah, I didn't know they had food though. That's interesting. You told me about that.
Yes. So you just bought a trailer, and you decided to do it.
Mine is actually
Justin's
a food
gonna
truck.
Go make his pizza right now.
Yeah.
Mine is a food truck. It is a diesel, and it is manual. So I really do feel like a truck driver.
Is this something you do on your own?
Yeah. I mean, I have a crew with me, for sure. We do a lot of fresh food, so we have a lot
of
prep.
So you're the female truck driver.
I am.
Driving stick, diesel?
I really am.
You're like
a
badass, huh?
I am a badass.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's pretty cool. Do you know how many kids cannot drive a stick?
Yeah. I feel like people should learn on my food truck because it's so
exact. I feel like you should rethink that.
It's just so exaggerated. You can like, you know, it's just, you have to go so far. It's like you can actually see the H.
Conrad, you're going to have to move your car. There's a kid backing up. there. So what do you have right here?
So here we have our Berrylicious rolls with the miso caramel. It's got strawberry and blackberry.
So that's
in
a dessert.
Yeah, that's a dessert.
And what's this?
This is the Moroccan chicken burrito, and that is a herb tahini sauce.
Oh my gosh.
It's delightful.
Can we cut one of these down into some little pieces and take a stab at it?
I mean, I got two more of those, so if you guys want to just share
that,
do you still have your container?
It's a tough job, but Barbecue Bob's going to do it.
All right, here you go, buddy.
All right.
So, again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist. And we're in Grand Rapids on 94.9. We're in Lowell, Michigan on 99.5. And we're also down in Plainwell on
980 AM and 98.9 FM. And, of course, along the network here, we're glad to have you along. We got a quick break, And Barbecue Bob's got his mouth full, so that's a good time. We'll be right back with more on The Grillin' Guys.
This is Jop from The Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys. And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on his honeymoon, finally after a two-year COVID delay. So he's down in the Gulf of Mexico, sunning and funning. We'll just leave it at that. And he's probably dead tired.
Doing research for the show, I'm sure.
Yeah. A little tequila research, probably. We don't want to know about the rest of the research. But anyway, it's Support the Truckers show, and we want to support all the truckers that are, patriotic and trying to help send a message to their governments around the world. And this is going on around the world. I mean, they did it in Australia. Did you see that when it happened in Australia? Somehow the government shut it down. They're really oppressive down there right now. And the Canadians just picked it up and went a step higher. And maybe because they're in the U.S. and we all watched them as well, I mean, they picked up momentum like crazy. But they also have a lot of truckers in Canada, and they have been slapped down so hard for so long that I think they were just, you know, if we think we've had harsh restrictions, they've had it horrible. And I think they were just ready to bust loose. They saw signs of sunshine coming and maybe spring coming. And it's like, you ever ride a horse first thing in the spring, Conrad? They go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've got some horse stories, and I'll tell you what, a horse, the first time you ride it in the spring, he wants to go. And that's what the Canadians are doing. And God bless them. So we're trying to cheer them on with our own trucks. And we've got a truck that we call Getting Fresh and Roll Call, and it is Abby Sterling. And I want to see you driving that big diesel stick. That would be a treat. I think there's a little video waiting to happen there.
You can catch me May through October.
Conrad could put together a soundtrack for that, I'm pretty sure.
Good deal. So where would we find you? Do you hang around, say, downtown Grand Rapids or in certain parts of the state during the summer? Or?
Yeah, during the summer I do a lot of catering, but I do have a few events lined up. I'll be at Food Truck Fridays at Riverside Park for about 8 of the Fridays. I don't know if you guys have ever gone, but they'll have like 10 to 15.
We just heard trucks. They're opening up a farmer's market there too on Saturdays.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's going to be big.
Where's
for
that?
Riverside Park. They just announced it to start in the spring. Just broke today or a couple days ago.
Yeah. Is Riverside like up on Knapp?
It's a little bit north of Coit in 3 Mile.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
It's right by the Veterans Hospital. And I will be at the, what's that sport? Pickleball? There's a pickleball tournament at
Knapp and Plainfield and Leonard maybe in Plainfield.
I'm not sure. Do they have multiple?
Belknap?
Maybe. Yeah.
No, my wife will see you there.
Nice. Yep. So we'll
she's
be
playing
there.
Right now. She does indoor right now. Pickleball's huge.
I don't even know what it is.
It's like tennis for dummies.
Got it.
No pickles.
Okay.
No pickles.
Lots of balls.
What a shame.
Yep.
Should I fry some pickles?
Oh, now see, we can start another whole thing right there. As long as they're on the grill for this show, you're fine.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't see anything here has been on the grill except that mac and cheese was on a smoker. Yep. So what are we looking at next?
So here we have charquito rolls. So the tortilla is actually made out of cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shark. The tortilla is made out of cheese.
It's made out of cheese, and it has a lot of things inside of it. Yeah.
Do you know how to do small portions of anything?
Heart attack. No, I don't. I thought there was going to be an army here.
There is.
So inside it has ham, kappa, salami, arugula, pesto. It's very rich.
Oh, my gosh.
So buckle up.
Well, that looks beautiful. I'd like to take a bite of it, but I can't eat the whole thing.
No.
So I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to take a break on it.
Oh, I don't know if you can.
No.
Okay. I'll take a bite. Conrad, eat the other half.
I'm right.
Okay. This is a cheese tortilla. God, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. It smells so good when we're making it. We make those right on the flat top. So it's kind of grilled.
What got you started in doing this?
So that friend of mine who saw that movie, Chef, she thought it would be a good idea. Next thing I know, we flew to Tampa, Florida, bought a truck and had it brought back by a trucker.
So are a lot of them made in Tampa?
I think I don't think they're necessarily made there. I just think a lot of people sell them there because it's nice all year round, and you can operate a truck all year round and not freeze to death.
So there's a lot of food trucks in Tampa?
Yeah.
What kind of cheese is this that you made a tortilla?
It's mozzarella and cheddar.
How do you make a tortilla shell out of cheese?
Yep. So you throw it down. You try to get it into a circular shape as fast as you can. You do kind of a low to medium heat. And I don't know, probably 10 minutes. So it takes a little bit of time.
So it's nice and golden brown on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And low carb.
It's so low carb.
Looking for an in here.
Yeah, it's delicious. So that's kind of our theme on our new menu is everything is rolled. And we're trying to get inspiration from around the world.
So you have cilantro?
Morocco. Yep, cilantro is in there. Oh, wait, no, arugula.
Arugula, oh.
Arugula's in there. Fresh bell pepper, ham, salami, pesto. And I think that and
wow, what
cup
a beautiful
and a half
combination.
Of cheese.
What a beautiful combination.
Yeah, it's supposed to kind of mimic a charcuterie board. So it's called the charquito roll.
Charquito.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat it.
Gosh, with these are just incredible. I just think that healthy and food trucks go together like semi-boneless. You know, I mean, doesn't it? I mean, a food truck, you know, is supposed to be comfort food and fun food, but this is actually really good food. But like you said, it's fresh.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And that is what I think kind of sets us apart from some of the other trucks. We don't have a fryer. We do, you know, we make our sauces from scratch. And yeah, I think it's getting more and more popular. People want to know where their food is coming from, and we try to stay as fresh as possible.
Oh my gosh, that is so good. And it goes very good with this Maverick California Common Lager from Lost Art Brewery right across the street from Sobey Meats. If you just tuned in, I've got a mouthful. This is Barbecue Bob. It's the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and Jethro FM. We're talking with Abby Sterling from Roll Call, Midwest Healthy, Getting Fresh.
That's right.
That is your mantra, getting healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I wouldn't necessarily say that charquito roll is healthy, though.
I would.
That's a cup and a half of cheese.
So how do you make the step and decide, well, I'd like to, you know, get a food truck started and start making some of my recipes? And, I mean, what were you doing before, and why did you make the change?
Sure. So before, I worked in an office full of anesthesiologists for 17 years. I know. So that's exactly what motivated me to, I just always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I did not want an 8-to-5 boring job. And boy, did I get it.
So if I wanted to have a party, bring you out and just stay there all day, because we have some big parties at our place, could you give me a price per person and I just say, cut loose and do everything you love to do?
Yeah.
Or would you do a menu? Would you say, hey, I'll do this, 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 and this?
Typically a menu. Yep.
All right. Let's talk about that when we come back from break. This is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Michigan Talk Network at Jethro FM. It's Support Your Truckers. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and Jethro FM, Country with a Twist. It is Support Your Truckers. So the way we're going to support the truckers, whether they're in the U.S. or Canada or Australia or wherever, heck, these truck convoys are starting up all around the world. So we're going to talk with another trucker here, and his name is Justin Gunning.
Hello.
And his truck happens to make pizza.
That's right. Pizza, breadsticks, all over West Michigan.
Food trucks are a thing, aren't they?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. It's a really fun business to run, for sure.
So I met Justin years ago, and he reached out to me recently and said, hey, I got a bunch of food truck buddies that are slow this time of the year. If you want to do something and get together, we'll come in and feed you guys. And I said, okay, well, we like to eat.
Yeah.
But people want to know about food trucks.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you do that? What? How's that start?
Well, we actually started it back in 2016. you know, our main goal was to, honestly, it was all about the taste. We wanted to create the best tasting pizza in West Michigan.
And so, you made, what do we have here?
Yeah, so I brought you three samples here. One is our meat pizza, which is called the Make Meat Great Again. we have kind of a punny political theme with
good,
our truck here.
Good, that's good. We are not sensitive here.
Yeah, and then the other... this is our breakfast pizza, actually. That's the most unique one we have. That's called.
Want to try some of that, Conrad?
We'll take that.
That's my favorite one.
I want to make some meat in my belly again, so I'll try this one.
The breakfast pizza is called the Bernie Scrambles.
Oh my gosh,
that's hilarious!
and then here are my cheese sticks, which we just call the Universally Approved.
Oh, okay.
So, We kind of just try to make fun of it all, you know. We don't want to
tell you what. Joppa is in Mexico while I've got Barbecue Bob taking a big old bite here.
Oh my god!
Tell me about when you guys. How do you get inspected?
Oh,
you know, you get the I'm sure the health department and you guys probably pretty on a pretty strict leash.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's probably not as difficult as some people would think, but yeah, everyone's got their hands in something. So the fire department, you know, depending on the township or city, you know, they all have their own rules. They're supposed to abide by the same universal standards, but that's up to interpretation often.
I've always found that if I just feed them when they come around,
yeah.
They're fine. Oh.
That is, yes, one of my truck managers, she's always notorious for that. Like, here, have some free food.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're
no,
just people.
But no,
we're all like seagulls.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hawk around. When
but we always make sure we're above and beyond, you know, any sort of standards that the health department or fire departments require. Health department is also... Pretty straightforward. Just twice a year, they have to inspect your truck, and you know they'll give you a punch list of things you got to update if there's anything wrong. But in general, they've been pretty easy to work with. Yep.
Do you make this crust yourself?
Yeah,
it's phenomenal.
Yeah, the crust was
the crust is crazy.
Between the crust and the crust is probably the most commented thing. You know, in our reviews here is I won't give away our secret, but we were able to create. You know, we didn't want it flat. We didn't want it. You know, deep dish. We wanted to create a pizza for the Midwest palate, for the Michigan palate, and so it has a nice crunch on the outside, and it's really soft
it's
and doughy
very
inside.
Light.
Yeah, yep. It's not. It's not over.
There used to be a place in Cedar Spring called Stein Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of their crust.
Okay. Yeah.
Very light and fluffy.
Yeah. Yeah, we spent between the crust and the sauce recipe, we spent about 4 months on it, you know, testing different variations. And
it's phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's phenomenal. I'm not as big a pizza eater as the rest of my family.
Okay.
I mean, my wife could eat it every day. My kids probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a waistline problem, so yeah. I'm trying to not eat too much pizza.
Yep, yep.
This would be hard to say no to.
Yeah. It's not overly, you know, greasy. You know, it's a pizza that you can definitely eat and then not feel, you know, bad about yourself afterwards. So.
Great. I need all the help I can get. Did you take a bite of that, buddy?
I haven't. Yeah, I wanted to give you a bite there. I wanted to ask if when you guys decide the menu, it seems like that you guys pick a couple of things and then do that really, really well. And that sounds like it'd be very difficult to get it, you know, to figure out what are we going to do,
right?
You know?
Yeah, so it was really important for us to simplify the menu as much as possible and, you know, cross-use the ingredients to make sure that we're not, you know, having a lot of waste at the end of the day.
Right.
Especially,
that's really smart.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you're doing big events all the time, you know, it's so hard to predict how many people are actually going to be there. We do a lot of our main, you know, the main things that we do are catered events and then like bigger music festivals and things like that. Every once in a while, like you said, we'll be at a brewery here or there. But in general, it's like, okay, you know, we're trying to determine, is there going to be 200 people? Is there going to be 300 people? So it's nice to have ingredients that can be cross-used. And then also, you know, our dough has a pretty wide range of rising time that we can use, like 2 to 5 days.
So you make that sauce yourself?
Yeah, the sauce is our recipe as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Which we actually are working on potentially canning it pretty soon and selling it probably just direct from our website, you know, in jars.
Wow, that is incredible. That is really, really good.
There's a pizza shop in Grand Haven that's really famous old place.
Fricano's?
Yes.
Fricano's too, yeah.
They bottled their sauce for a while, their spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal stuff. So I love this small batch stuff.
Yeah.
You cook at home at all?
Of course, of course. I was just, my wife grew up in Grand Haven, so... Mm-hmm. If you're not into Fricano's, it's always Clover Bar. There's there's two places there, and Clover Bar is a nice thin crust that she likes, but she was raised there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of Grand Haven, we actually started a food truck rotation there about 2 years ago at the Tip a Few.
Yeah.
They own that building next to them that now is called the Tip 2. It's an outdoor bar. Looks over the channel. It's gorgeous. And so we have food trucks rotating through there. It's pretty consistently Wednesday through Sunday throughout the summer.
I have spilled some margaritas in that
place. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been there a long time.
That is a fun
place.
Is
Rod still the manager there?
I actually don't know. I thought it was Mike.
Okay.
Mikey, I think. Yeah.
Well, he was my neighbor's cousin, and we had to go visit his cousin once in a while.
Okay.
But
it is a riot there.
It's
a great place to people watch.
Great place to drive home from.
But yeah, all throughout the summer, though, you'll see us and a few other trucks rotating through there.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So I want to get back to this pizza.
Sure, yeah.
I struggle with crust.
Mm-hmm. It was tricky.
So do you make it up several days in advance?
We used to... you know, do it right on the truck, and we could only do it in batches of, you know, 40 to 80 pieces at a time because they're all 8 ounce doughs. And instead of having my staff working the third shift all the time and burning them out, we decided to outsource that. So now a large bakery in town makes our crust for us.
But
our dough for us. Yeah. So they can make it in batches of 800
at a
time.
They're doing a great job.
But it is our recipe. But yeah, it's nice because I can just tell them, hey, I need another batch.
And it's just labor. I mean, it's just work.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. So we do pay a little more per pizza to have that done, but I'm not burning my staff out.
I'm not a big fan of breakfast pizza, but that is off the chain.
Yes.
Tell me about what's in there.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Yeah.
No, it's fabulous.
So that's actually, it's basically like an omelet, but in pizza form. So we have, of course, the crust, the cheese, the oil that we put on the crust. We also have
bacon,
ham, red onion, green pepper, chives, hash browns, egg. Like scrambled
yeah,
egg.
Yeah, I bet it's good.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
I can only imagine.
It is my favorite one, for sure.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. That's my hint to steal a piece. Okay,
yeah, and that's called the Bernie Scrambles. Yep. Yeah, thank you.
I like breakfast pasties.
Okay.
My family are from the UP, so everything's a pasty to us.
I mean, you can never go wrong with breakfast food, right, in any form.
Abby, did you have a piece of this?
So when you're out doing the lunch or whatever, are people coming up going, how's this breakfast pizza? Are they ordering that?
When they ask my recommendation, I always recommend it because it's never like on the front of people's mind. If they're thinking pizza, they're not like,
I have that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. This is our more unique. We've played around with a lot of fun, unique foods. But in general, West Michigan is kind of a predictable more conservative bunch that, you know, I put something crazy on the menu and it almost never gets ordered. So we keep our menu pretty simple.
What kind of food festivals are you talking about? You go up to Rothbury or you go to MIS?
Yeah, we've done Electric Forest. We've done Lost Lands down in Ohio. We've done Bliss Fest. Coast Guard we do every year.
Yeah.
We've done Coast Guard, I think, 4 years in a row now. And then last year we had both of our trucks down there. So that was
When you do like go up to Rothbury, you're doing a freak show like that. I mean, what kind of pizza are the freaks enjoying?
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember what our menu was that week. They do have you simplify it because, they take a huge cut if you do those festivals.
Oh,
huge
I'm sure.
Percentage of your sales. So you got to raise all your prices and simplify your menu. But, I think we probably had, three or four of our most commonly ordered pizzas up there.
Which are the meats, the breakfasts, what else?
We have a veggie pizza that's called the Green Party. We have just our standard pepperoni, which is called the Bipartisan. And then we have... Yeah, we have a menu of about 10, 15
pizzas. I didn't know you
were
going to be so political.
Yeah,
I would have invited you years ago.
Well, like I said, it seems I'd say most people laugh at it, but every once in a while I get someone who's offended, and I'm like, listen, we're not siding with one or the other. We're just making fun of all the nonsense. You know,
hurt their little feelings.
Oh,
the tears are delicious. Okay, so what we're going to have right now from Lost Art is Dune Climber.
Oh, I've had that one.
Have you?
Yes,
I have another.
It's excellent.
Maybe Abby wants some.
I don't know where I put my cup.
This is their number one selling beer.
Yes.
So
surprise me. Is this their session IPA? India Pale Ale. Yeah. I don't know.
Their IPA.
I mean, you're in West Michigan, and IPA is always going to be.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're having too much fun, and Jop, we're glad you're gone right now because I get to take all this food home if I can fight it away from Conrad. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. Support your truckers. And, I didn't know food trucking was going to be so fun on the radio. We'd have done this a long time ago. But thanks to Justin Gunning from Pizza Parliament and his political take on everything, I love that.
Don't scare him away.
You also have a trailer called Bar Hop.
That's right. Yeah, it's a mobile bar that can get rented for outdoor parties of any kind, backyard parties, wedding receptions, all that kind of stuff, block parties.
So why would I need that? Why couldn't I just buy a case of beer and sit in the backyard?
I mean, you can do that, but this is kind of like the ultimate party flex.
You
pull it up, we can park it wherever you want. The whole side flips out into a deck. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, just look us up. It's higherbarhop.com.
Higher Bar Hop. So are there like LED lights and sound and all that stuff?
Yeah, state-of-the-art sound system. You can have a DJ hook up to it. You have flat screen TV. Some people rent it for like watch parties, Super Bowl parties, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do karaoke for sure.
And how big is that trailer?
Front to back, I think it's about 20 feet.
That's a big one.
But when we built it out, we added about 2.5 feet to the height of it, so it's really roomy feeling inside.
Oh, okay.
Because basically it's a full pub experience. It's not like just serving to the outside.
Oh, really?
The whole side flips out into a deck, and you walk up into it, and there's stools around the bar, and there's bar tables on the deck and everything.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, look us up, Higher Bar Hop on Instagram. There's a lot of photos you can check out.
But what I was asking before is if we just have somebody, if you're going to have a party and say, just feed everybody there, I'm going to have 100 people, you have them pick like 3-4 dishes?
Yeah. Yep.
And Abby, you said something about you know, not to do too many. I absolutely agree, because I go into restaurants and they have four pages on their menu.
Can't trust that.
No, and they're a Mexican restaurant, and it's a bunch of Polish food and then Italian. It's like, which one are you? Make up your mind. We had a little, it closed in Lowell, we had a little Chinese restaurant, and it was actually Mexican cooks. And it's like, come on, make up your mind. What are you going to do here? I said, well, that's what we're trained in. It's like, okay, that's fine, but we need a Mexican restaurant in Lowell. You're Mexican. Can't you make some Mexican food? So they did. And that probably sealed their coffin right there. They're out of business. Don't take restaurant advice from me. So which one is that?
This here?
Yeah.
This is the university-approved cheese sticks.
That's just like cheesy bread.
Yep, okay. Yep. It's a very popular item. It's a great
universally
add-on.
Universally approved.
Yep.
Oh, the politically correct cheese bread. Amazing how pizza has taken off over the years. I mean, it's around the world. It's not just us. I always thought it was just Americans that went nuts over it. But it's around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously everyone has their own style, and it's kind of funny how you go to certain states and everyone's like, yeah, you literally can't find good pizza here. Florida being one of them. I always hear that when we go down there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's no good pizza in Florida, which it's kind of funny. One of my main truck managers, she lives down there 8 months out of the year. And so I drove the truck down there, our main truck, in October, and she's running it down in Tampa. So currently we have one truck in Tampa, one in Grand Rapids.
So she's killing it.
And they're loving it. Yeah. Yeah. What she found is when, you know, we had to source out the dough with a different provider, and the water even makes it taste different. So we had to slightly tweak some things to you know, make sure the taste was consistent. But
well,
I wonder if the water and all, you know, all these
the water chemistry,
places,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's all city water there.
Yep.
Or I mean, like, like Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're using city water where you're at too. I have a well. So I mean I forget that you have, and Grand Rapids city water is not that great.
Correct. Yeah. Well,
it's very caustic.
Yeah, at least in our sauce we use distilled water. But yeah, as far as the water that goes into the dough, I'm not sure exactly.
I just read something about Plainfield Township was voted the best tasting water in Michigan.
Oh, really?
So
isn't it Grand Rapids water?
But I think it might be. I think it might be. But you could look that up on Google. I want to ask Abby, when you go out and you're with a bunch of different food trucks, you're kind of the alternative because, you know, you're talking heavy carbs.
She's fresh.
Fried foods. And the mothers probably navigate to you pretty good, don't they?
Absolutely. Yep. That was for sure why we didn't do very well with our old menu, though, because if we were up against a barbecue truck, we would get our butts handed to us every time. But
the couscous didn't do it, huh?
The couscous didn't draw in the big burly men.
So when you're out somewhere, you're with a group of trucks is what it sounds like, mostly.
Yeah, typically we're with a group of trucks. And yeah, you're right, people who are trying to be healthy, trying to eat a little bit more you know, organic and watch what they're putting in there.
There's other times to do that. Come on, for crying out loud.
Everyone has to eat, Bob.
I know, but when I see a food truck, I want me some tacos, some street tacos.
That's why I made the charcuterie roll for you.
That was
for you.
Really good.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I don't know where you ever got the idea to make a tortilla like that.
Out of cheese.
Out of cheese. Yeah, actually, I saw there was a YouTube video and a guy in California, he was a street vendor. He would throw on some cheese and wrap up his burritos. So it was a tortilla.
Oh,
it was a flour tortilla, but he would wrap, like, kind of make a little band out of cheese.
He'd build it right there?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
So he put his cheese down, he put a tortilla on top of it.
Right.
And then wrapped it.
And then wrapped it around. Yeah. So I was like, I don't see why I couldn't do that. Put some other deliciousness in there.
I love it. So we've covered pizza. What are these things here? I have not tried one of these.
Those are the Berrylicious rolls, and that's miso caramel. So it's got strawberry and blackberries in there. Dig in, Justin.
Yeah, tell me about the miso caramel a little bit.
Yep, so miso caramel. you just make it like regular caramel. This one I happen to use half and half instead of heavy cream. So it's diet caramel. You're welcome.
Oh, okay.
And then once it's off the heat, you just add in the miso paste, and it really makes a big difference.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you think?
Wow, it's excellent.
Those
Thank
fruit
you.
Are... So what is this? Is that an
egg roll
shell?
Yeah.
Did you make those?
I did. I made those in my house for you today.
No, I mean, did you make the egg roll shells?
No.
You buy those?
Oh, God, no, yeah.
I know. I tried making them a couple weeks ago. They're not that easy.
No. On the grill, too. It just didn't falling through the little flats.
It's like pancake batter.
Yeah.
It's a trick. You got to do it in a wok.
And they kind of feel like they're like velvety, too. The ones
reminds me of a Swedish pancake. I mean, that's a good way to put it, velvety. Mm-hmm. You don't really finish them off because when you throw them in the deep fryer, then they finish off.
Oh,
I broke a bunch of them.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It was.
I will be.
Do you guys ever change out like different times of the year? You go, well, this one sells better in the winter and that kind of thing. So is there a difference in your winter and summer menus?
Absolutely. Specifically our dessert, we do a rhubarb cheesecake roll in the spring. And then this is the Berrylicious is our summer dessert. And then we have a pumpkin cinnamon roll in the fall.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that's got to be good.
Yeah.
I would say our menu changes more based on region than time of year. So if I know I'm serving, like you guys, like down, at a brewery down in Wayland or something, I know my barbecue chicken pizza is going to sell a lot. But if I am, at Electric Forest, for example, I know I can do some more unique creative things. So just knowing your audience, I think is what I
want. I want that with mushrooms, man.
Oh, can you make mine on naan bread?
Yeah.
One of the other truck owners, I don't think they're in business anymore, but they were at Electric Forest, and he said one of his employees went to the bathroom and never came back.
Oh!
And he was on an acid trip and just kind of re-emerged to Grand Rapids a few weeks later.
Wow. They found him. He came out of a sewer pipe.
It's definitely a fun crowd.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It sounds like some of the hippie country music that we mix in here on Jethro. Yeah,
I actually had to fire an employee midway through Electric Forest in 2019 because he wanted to go sell drugs with his dad.
Oh,
there's a family of
side hustle.
Cops listen to this show too all the time.
Hey, for those of you that'll be leaving us, we're gonna do a final segment on just Jethro only. We go into Conrad's bunker, but. For those folks out there that are on the network, if you want to get a hold of Pizza Parliament, you get a hold of Justin at 616-288-4949. And he also has Bar Hop.
Pardon me.
It's a pizza burp. If you want to get a hold of Abby, Getting Fresh with Abby, and that's actually food, you would want to. I don't have your number, honey.
I prefer email.
Okay.
Abby, ABBIE, at gettingfreshfoodtruck.com.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I also prefer email, which is pizzaparliament@gmail.com.
Okay.
I'll be calling that number.
Just forget
about
all
in the morning.
Numbers I just gave you.
Wow, that was great. This was great. I love the whole idea of supporting the truckers and having the food trucks here.
Yeah.
That was, nice job,
yeah.
Bob.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
It was my idea.
Thank you so much.
It was Justin's. It's all came out of that big head right there. All right. Well, support your local truckers. Support the Canadian truckers, American truckers, European, and, of course, our blokes down under. See ya.
Have a good day.